He had explained to her that those big orange containers she sees stacked up at waterfronts first go on transport ships to ports, where they're placed on flatbed train cars and moved on rails across the country and attached to truck cabs and driven up over hills and down into cities to be delivered at precise locations by people like himself, the truckers of the world. She desires a more fluid theosophy like his. She would like to be the white dust she saw clinging to the tires of his truck as he pulled away from her. There were scars around his eyes from a time when he fell asleep at the wheel.
In the middle of the night, there is a sound. Just a light tapping, tapping, and it is, she sees, the moth flying against the glass. Barbara's mind begins to spin. Perhaps she will get the tiny woman to speak. Perhaps the tiny woman will open her bag and give Barbara some of those infinitely small pearls. Excitement turns to fear, turns to terror. Barbara knows this woman cannot be real, nor the monkey, nor the velvet moth. And if they are real, they must be from somewhere else. But where? She thinks maybe she's not had enough curiosity about the world. The moth lands in Barbara's hand and opens its wings. Nothing. No tiny woman there. Nothing but the intricate design that Barbara sees suddenly as possibly quite evil.